talking today with Jeremy Rich from the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about 2011. Before you know it, we're going to be seeing this year's event come right on up. We're literally just a couple of weeks away now. I know you've just really closed your entries and you've gotten all those in. Tell me about numbers, first of all.
Ron, we have a very consistent group. This year's entries are very similar to what they've been in the past. Nearly 15,000 exhibits will be displayed March 11th through the 21st. Few over 7,000 individual exhibitors. So most of the exhibitors, as you can do the math, will have a couple of exhibits there. But great group of kids. It'll be a great group of animals. I'd really encourage people to come out and see this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. We expect the quality of exhibits to be outstanding.
Now for our folks that are coming in from all over the state, the thousands of young people and their families and their advisors and supporters, tell me about the fairgrounds this year. Are we in pretty good shape with the facilities?
We really are. The facilities are their condition is at an all-time high. State Fair has really done a great job with construction and maintenance. Most exhibitors are going to see a world-class set of facilities. If they haven't been there the last few years, they'll well recognize the number of dramatic improvements that have been made, new construction, and really a great set of facilities.
So we're not going to have to work around quite as much construction as we had the last couple of years.
That's exactly right. In the future, there will continue to be some construction at the fairgrounds, and we'll see a few exhibitors displaced in future years. But this year, we should have very little, should have a tremendous amount of participation from all across the state, and I think those exhibitors will find plenty of room and be able to do what they need to.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are there. I know that you know we kind of walk through those 10 or 11 days. We start with the goats and some of the breeding animals and we build from there.
Well, that's exactly right. We'll have a significant number of goat exhibitors this year. That number continues to rise each and every year. We set a record with our number of both doe kid and weather goat exhibitors. We're excited about as soon as we finish our goat show, we'll have the Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Speech Contest. We'll also on Wednesday have our showmanship contest, several of those, particularly in the swine barn. Should have a significant number of breeding gilts over in the swine barn. And then as we start the cattle show, we'll have our fitting contest, which is always extremely popular among exhibitors. And, of course, showmanship contests throughout the week. And then ultimately, of course, on Sunday night, we will award our champions as well as recognize those young people who have achieved from the scholarship and academic standpoint.
I know that one of the highlights of that Sunday night thing, besides actually showing the animals and picking those grand champions, are those academic all-staters, the ag all-staters, the opportunity to really honor these kids that have worked so long for 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Well, that's exactly right. It's one of my favorite parts of the Youth Expo. We will award well in excess of $300,000 in scholarships on Sunday night. We'll recognize those top young people, those top 16 across the state who have been awarded for their academic and leadership achievement. And of course, those top two participants will receive $10,000 scholarships from Express Ranches. We've got some exciting new partnerships this year. We're announcing a new partnership with Oklahoma State, where we're awarding 4 new scholarships totaling $20,000. And then we're very proud to continue our partnership with Redlands. We'll have 3 young people who will receive what will essentially be full tuition waivers to Redlands. So great partnerships with those folks, a great opportunity to award young people for their success in the show ring as well as from a leadership and academic standpoint.
Tell me about plans this year for as we pick those grand champions, that Monday event, the premium sale.
Well, that's certainly the most exciting part of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Those 205 young people who will be awarded in our sale of champions will be from all across the state. All species, of course, will be represented. We expect to award nearly $800,000 in cash and scholarships and total distribution to just those 205 young people. So that's a tremendous event. We're so fortunate to have sponsors and supporters from all across the state who help make that event so successful. successful.
How do we continue to see this type of support? I mean, you know, the economy's a little soft, as you well know. I'm sure you've run into some of that, but it seems like that we still continue to march forward in the amount of money that's being invested into these young people.
It's so true. We set a record last year. We hope to do that again this year, and that's so true, Ron. With the economy certainly in tough shape, and business leaders having to make tough decisions, we've been so fortunate that we continue to see investment. We continue to see our business leaders, particularly in Oklahoma City, but all across this state, who will invest their time and their resources in these young people. And obviously, they see the long-term benefit of that, but they've got to be commended for their generosity and as well as their responsibility to the community. It's unprecedented to see that kind of support in these tough times.
Two of your support groups, obviously, the Sirloin Club, they've been around for a long time. Newer group, of course, the ladies, the Diamond Hats.
Absolutely. Both of those entities are really essential to ensuring that all the young people who participate in our program have an opportunity to be successful and to earn both scholarships as well as other awards for their participation. One of the things we're excited about this year is that our Diamond Hat ladies are participating in Governor Fallon's food drive. They're going to be conducting activities throughout the week to raise to collect both canned items as well as other foodstuffs for both the regional food bank here in Oklahoma City as well as in Western Oklahoma. So a lot of support for that program and something that we're very excited about.
And if somebody's listening right now, they for some reason have never been able to get involved as far as supporting some of these young people, who do they contact?
Certainly. Myself, Jeremy Rich at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Our website is okyouthexpo.com. And, of course, we always appreciate those people who come to the Youth Expo and participate through our Sale of Champions. But we'd love the opportunity, anybody who's interested in supporting young people, this is a great venue to do that.